5 years ago, Florida earned the distinction as the prescription drug abuse capital of the U.S. 7 people a day died from overdoses until state legislature began a crackdown, which included the Prescription Drug Monitoring Program. That program made opiate pills more expensive and left many addicts with 2 choices: get treatment or find a substitute. Abe Abaraya with Health News Florida takes a look at the unintended consequences of that program.
Bill Gettle has been on the brink of death from a heroin overdose more than once. 3 years ago, he overdosed and had to be revived with a reversal drug, Narcan.
I didn't really care. I was using amounts that I knew I'd seen other people die from. You know, in my early 20s, I'd lost more than one friend to overdose.
Gettle is a 44-year-old general contractor and working through a 12-step program now. He's had 2 years of sobriety, minus a few slips off the wagon.
If I had continued use like that, the OD that was going to kill me was probably just around the corner. Because, I mean, I've used, you know, to the point where I've been close to death more than once.
Overdoses and deaths from heroin are on the rise in Florida. In 2010, 48 people died from heroin overdoses. By 2013, that number had quadrupled. Here's Orange County Sheriff Jerry Demings in a recent public service announcement.
Heroin use is up, and it's killing Central Florida residents.
In 2013, the number of heroin overdoses and deaths in Orange and Osceola counties was 26. The final number for 2014 is expected to double that.
Heroin overdoses have been reported all over Orange County, with more than half of the deaths taking place on the east side. Overdoses are up more than 50%.
Experts say the recent spike in heroin use is a result of Florida's efforts to combat prescription opiate abuse.
Heroin and opioids, of course, act identically in the body.
That's Jacinta Gao, an associate professor of criminal justice at the University of Central Florida. Gao is researching heroin abuse. She says heroin acts just like morphine, oxycodone, hydrocodone, and methadone.
It just sends your brain into kind of a tailspin.
In 2010, 98 of the country's top 100 oxycodone prescribing doctors were in Florida. Huge reforms were put in place, including a prescription drug tracking database, while law enforcement went after the so-called pill mills. Prescription opioid deaths dropped. Addicts had a choice: get clean or find a substitute.
You know, people who were used to getting that really intense high are still now looking for something to offset their old habit in the pill realm.
That's Kelly Steele, who oversees drug court in Orange County, a diversion program. Most of her cases involve cocaine and marijuana, but heroin cases are rising.
Pills are on the decline for us, and heroin's on the increase, so it seems like a offsetting.
In 2011, less than 5% of people in drug court said heroin was their drug of choice. Now heroin's the drug of choice for 15%. Bill Gettle thinks the flood of prescription pills helped create a lot of opiate addicts, and those addicts have gone from pills to heroin. Bill Gettle used heroin daily for 7 years in his early 20s. He managed to kick the habit for more than a decade, until he broke a couple ribs and a friend gave him some oxycodone for the pain.
One thing led to another. I shot those oxys within, about a week after that. I say I conveniently ran across someone, but I was seeking out crowds where I could probably find me some heroin. And then I was back off to the races.
Gettle says he was an addict before he ever did drugs, and he knows he'll be an addict for the rest of his life. The question is whether he's using or in recovery. It's a choice, he says, between heaven and hell. It's also a choice between life and death. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.